The views expressed are not necessarily those of 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Now, recruiting tips, advice, and better ways to train. B3 Better presents The Amateur's Edge with Jerrion Sanders, Randy Wade, and A.D. Robbins.
Good morning, and welcome to The Amateur's Edge. This is your host, Jerrion Sanders. We got Cleo Lemon, Satara J.
Juicy, we miss you.
What's happening?
No. I was the one gone, not him.
No, we both were gone.
Oh, okay. Well, we miss you.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And he missed us.
Yeah, I did. You know,
he didn't act like it. He didn't act like it.
Listen, I'm not going to say anything. I'm gonna keep it family friendly today. You know what I mean?
We know you missed us. It's fine.
I did. Absolutely. I got you, man.
We also got a special host, Ben Molden, today. Ben is a close friend of mine, has a strong background in human performance, bachelor's degree in exercise science, CSCS, which stands for the Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist. He's on the show today to give his opinion about some of the topics we're going to be touching on today. And today's going to be a very, very fun show. Might be a little dark here and there, but
not dark. Say heavy. When you heavy. Say dark, okay. People think
I can
like
go dark
God
or heavy.
Black.
Right. Like I like my coffee. Dark and heavy. Right.
I thought you was going to say like something else. Not Cleo.
I just said I was going to keep this family friendly.
No, that's it. First of all, I'm not dark or heavy, so I can't really comment it. I'm caramel and fit. So.
There we go.
And as AD just said, I'm caramel macchiato. So.
There we go. So we're going to talk about sports culture and how we can use sports culture to move society forward. So this actual show was, this conversation was brought up a while ago, or it was inspired by a comment that Randy made a couple of weeks ago. And he had made the comment that, you know, when he plays basketball and whenever he sees a white guy on the court, he automatically feels that, you know, he should be dominating. And so he and I had a conversation about that in the break room after the show, and he and I always have healthy conversations that challenge each other. And I told him, while that conversation might be true, or that opinion might, or that thought might be true, you have to be able to take that if it's given to you as well. So, for example, if you stepped on a golf course and a white guy says to you, "There's no way I'm gonna let you beat me because you're black," how would you take that? And for me, again, those are the types of conversations that I want to have, and we feel like that need to be had in order to bring people together. And we need to be comfortable with having these types of conversations. So there's a couple of topics that we like to talk about all the time. We like to talk about the lack of support in women's sports. We talk about the lack of minority representation and leadership positions in sports. And so we're going to talk about this. And this conversation, it gets deep and it gets pretty heavy. And we plan on having two episodes on it because it goes very deep. And again, the number one goal is to bring this thing full circle and talk about how can we use sports culture to move things forward. And we've been planning for this show for a couple of weeks. And it also just so happens that in the wake of talking about this and planning for this, that O.J. Simpson dies this week.
He died on purpose.
He knew we were talking about this guy. He knew it. And everybody knows about the racial undertone that went with that. And again, we want to talk about this. We want to get every perspective on this. We want to put it all on the table because our goal, again, is to take our platform and ultimately bring people together. So stay tuned. We're going to have a very good show these next couple of episodes.
Yeah, and if you want to call in, 904-641-1010. Also, you know, we're open live on YouTube if you want to make some comments. We want this conversation to be progressive,
right,
and we want it to promote growth in our industry, and which is why I think it's so phenomenal that Brian, that you decided to come on the show.
Ben,
I'm sorry. Brian's I don't know. Okay, just disregard that.
He looks like
but
a Brian.
But Ben, he does. That's such a diverse comment that you made.
Yeah, because if I said you look like a
don't
Tyrone.
Even say it.
maybe Tyrone. Okay. But Ben, I'm glad you're here because
it's important that we get different perspectives. So having a Caucasian male in the studio to speak on even your experiences, which we were talking about backstage, is going to be important for us to show our audience and our community that we're not just trying to have a one-sided conversation. But go ahead, Jerrion. What's the first part of this?
Well, first, let's talk about what's going on in sports right now. I wanted to touch a little bit on Bryson DeChambeau and those 3D clubs. Man, can you give us a little bit about that?
Well, it's just a cool sports science moment. You know, like technology really plays a huge role in sport, and the golf game has changed significantly with clubs, style, and it improves people's swing path and the ability to get your clubs. No one would take them, and then he got some small company to 3D print them. And then he didn't get to practice with them at all, comes out, and he starts balling. I mean, he's kind of like a mad scientist, you know. And,
right.
You know, in sports performance, we look at, like, you know, how can we always get the edge? I mean, you're excellent at bringing technology into training, and so it's just a really cool sports story, you
right,
know.
Right.
So shout out to golf, you know, getting their game up on higher performance standards.
And we'll see, can those clubs help him? I think his best finish is he was a T29, so – I think he was an amateur at that time. So we'll see where he goes with these clubs, because usually he'll start off strong. He falls off Saturday. Today's moving day. He'll fall off. You know,
he'll
that's just my opinion.
Prediction?
Yeah, he'll fall off.
All right.
Dang, Cleo.
With the harsh take.
Listen, we're gonna come back.
Honest.
We're coming back with the conversation of the day, so don't touch that dial. But we did want to let you know that this segment was being brought to you by Premier Physical Therapy. Your wellness journey begins at Premier Physical Therapy and Rehabilitation. It's the gold standard in orthopedic and sports rehab for adults and adolescents alike. Call 904-996-6922 or visit PremierPTJax.com today. And if you're looking for a new marketing or advertising strategy to spread the news about your business, here's the thought. Why don't you join the Amateur's Edge Sports Radio family by becoming a valued sponsor, where your partnership reaches beyond the airways and into the community. If you're interested, give us a call at 856-296-5108, or you can send an email to me, Cetera, C-E-T-E-R-A, at b3better.com. You're listening to the Amateur's Edge, your favorite sports show on the dial. Don't go anywhere. This conversation is going to be good.
Imagine waking up this time next week and being 100% debt-free. No credit cards, no car loan, no personal loan. Hey, it's Prosser here, and Loan Pronto's Equity Express line of credit can make that happen. Homeowners are turning their home equity into cash almost instantly. With Loan Pronto's AI-based system, you can get approval in about 10 minutes with almost no documentation, no appraisal, and no hassle. You can get hundreds of thousands of dollars out of your home. Use that money to pay off all your other loans. The average homeowner saves over $850 a month doing this. Listen, your home value's way up. You can use that to wipe out all those credit cards, get some money for a home improvement. Literally, hundreds of thousands are at your fingertips, and approval is just minutes away. So call now, 904-999-1508. 904-999-1508. That's loanpronto.com at 904-999-1508. NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dave Barker. Multi-unit hair grafting is now available at IHRS and can give you three times more hair in one procedure over a traditional hair transplant.
Multi-unit hair grafting gave me more hair in one procedure and within my budget.
You can grow your hair back with this exclusive new procedure. Call for a free evaluation. Call IHRS 904-777-IHRS, 777-IHRS, 777-4477.
Your wellness journey begins at Premier Physical Therapy and Rehabilitation, the gold standard in orthopedic and sports rehab for adults and adolescents alike. Dial 904-996-6922 or visit PremierPTJax.com today. Experience the Premier difference and take your first step towards a healthier, stronger you. Premier Physical Therapy, where Jacksonville comes to heal. PremierPTJax.com.
Bet on the ball game. Get your money down. Money lines, totals, and parlays. Where
they're cashing tickets all around.
It's baseball betting season, and VSiN's MLB betting guide is a home run for bettors. Download your free special edition of the guide, featuring a betting preview of the Atlanta Braves and Tampa Bay Rays at 1010XL.com. That's 1010XL.com.
This is Frank Franzi. Join Dan Hickett and me for All Things Gators, our podcast presented by Southeast Orthopedic Specialists, with new episodes every Monday. Subscribe and listen by searching for 1010XL Florida Gators Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or TuneIn.
Hey there, all you fun-loving sports maniacs, a.k.a. taco lovers. Don here from Taco Lou. I'm quite proud to say that we have the best staff in all of Duval.
Don't you mean Louval?
Say hello to Lizzie.
Hello, Jacksonville.
I suppose I do mean Louval. Say, Liz, what's your favorite cocktail to make?
The Double Barrel Margarita. It's Herradura, tequila reposado, orange liqueur, orange juice, and our homemade sour mix. We call it Lubru. Give it a good shake and serve.
Well, thanks, Lizzie.
Come and hang with me at the bar. Taco Lou in Jacksonville Beach.
I'm Justin Norndorf, creator of DBS, a medically backed pitching development program designed to develop young throwers' arms safely. We are excited to be launching our Florida Development Center at B3 Better in Jacksonville. To celebrate DVS, we are offering a free virtual coaches clinic and also giving away 20 free team DVS and athletic assessments at B3 Better. To register for the clinic and your team's chance to win, go to b3better.com/DVS and secure your spot today.
Has someone you care about been arrested or had their driver's license taken away? I'm Susan Cohen, and I work with David Robbins at the law firm of Epstein & Robbins. We are experienced fighters for those charged with DUI, domestic violence, and all criminal offenses. In your battle with the justice system, there's only one thing you need to know. Dial David, 24-7 at Epstein & Robbins, 354-5645. 354-5645.
1010XL is presented by Farrah & Farrah, exclusive injury law firm of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Protecting you and your family. Call 396-5555. Jacksonville, the amateur's edge. Brought to you by B3 Better on 1010XL.
Damn, the boys.
Let's go, then.
Yeah. And we're back. We're back. Welcome to the amateur's edge. This is your host, Jerry and Sanders, Sotera J, Cleo Lemon, and our guest host, Ben Moulton.
What's up?
Who we call Juicy? You gotta call. We gotta.
No,
we'll call you
no,
Juicy.
No, no, we ain't doing that.
Cleo blushes too hard when we call him Juicy.
He really does.
We ain't doing that.
His light skin cheeks turn yellow.
Stay away from that.
Yeah,
I like that. Stay away from that.
Good deal. So again, our show today is about sports culture and how we can use it to push society forward. All of us have played on teams, multicultural teams, mm-hmm. and. We've experienced the unity of playing together, and you know those things just don't end up being an issue to some extent. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about that. And the first topic or remedy that came to light was DEI and how we could use that, or how it could be used to move society forward.
Yeah, and for those who don't know what it is, because it's tossed around in society, in sports, in business. So diversity, equity, and inclusion, they are three closely linked values that are held by many organizations that are working to be supportive, or supposedly should be working to be supportive of different groups of individuals, including people of different races, ethnicities, religions, abilities, genders, and sexual orientations. And so we were talking backstage about one significant example was Brittany Griner, right? We all know the Brittany Griner story. She just recently signed a one-year contract with the Mercury for, y'all guess how much she signed for. Brittany Griner now, one of the top.
$200,000.
Ben?
$50,000.
Okay. Cleo?
I would say, what, $2.5?
Okay. $165,000. Mm-hmm. The average orthopedic surgeon in America makes over $450,000. Now, I'm not, obviously, we need orthopedic surgeons.
Right, right.
But the average, the lowest salary of an NBA player on any roster, the minimum is set at $1 million. Mm. The minimum is set. So you cannot come into the NBA and be a guy that may not even come off the bench. They don't even allow you to make less than $1 million. So, because our gender is different, I get paid differently. I don't understand that. So we got to have that conversation.
Yeah, that conversation definitely needs to be had. And we've had it on this show many a times. And at the end of the day, it comes down to basic economics. There are guys, like to your point, in the NBA who don't touch the floor making $10 million a year. However, the NBA grosses 10 times more money than the WNBA. Not only does it gross that much more, but it actually subsidizes the WNBA. So the NBA actually finances the WNBA. So at the end of the day, if people are watching and if people are supporting, then sponsorship dollars are had or bought, right? And people pay for sponsorship space. So if people are watching and people are attending, then this doesn't become an issue, right? And my biggest question when you talk about these things are, where are these feminist groups when it comes to this? Like, if we're so supportive of each other and wanting to make sure everything's inclusive, I don't see any of them at any of the games.
Who's what groups?
These feminist organizations.
Because we don't need the feminist organizations. We need the male organizations to step up and say, if this was my daughter, right, I would want her to get paid like my teammate. And it's the same conversation of, remember a couple years ago in the NFL, this is heavy, but there was a conversation being said, and this was around the, what was the young man who got killed brutally? George Floyd. And some people were saying that if the white quarterbacks would speak and be as vocal in the community to support some of the black players who were protesting, it would have looked differently. So in my opinion, it's the same. So it's not the women feminist groups. We are out there. Megan Rapinoe is fighting for equality. Becky Hammond has fought for equality. Sue Bird has fought for equality. But where are the men who have daughters who play these sports? No, I know LeBron James. When is her name Zoe? What's his daughter's name? Zoe? I forget what her name is.
Zuri, something like that. Yeah.
If she decides to play basketball, I know for a fact that LeBron is going to come out and fight for his daughter to get the same amount of pay that somebody on his son's team would get.
Right.
But where are they right now?
Right. No, we can pick up on that conversation. We got a caller on the line. Dave?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Talk to me, Dave.
Well, this diversity narrative that's going on in this country right now, is all it is doing, it's not bringing people together, okay? How many times have people got to point out the fact, like, the WNBA is sponsored by the NBA? It's just driving people further apart. This thing with these men claiming to be women. Okay. Now, are y'all, don't dance around this question. Just give me a yes or no answer. Are you in favor of men claiming to be women playing in women's sports?
100% not. Not at all.
100% no.
No.
Uh-huh. And one more, please.
No. And Cleo says no.
No. So this is a great topic. Well,
go ahead, Dave.
Well, what's that?
Go ahead, Dave. No, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what's it going to take? I mean, there's been already several females that have been injured by men playing, whether it's volleyball or basketball. There was one last week in basketball that was thrown to the floor, her back, majorly screwed her back up. I mean, this is insane. It's insane. Even Bruce Jenner, I still call him Bruce, okay? strike me dead, somebody. But even he comes out and says, this is nonsense, okay? It's nonsense. Stop it with this. Stop it trying to force everybody in this country to think like that. And I'll be quite honest, I think it's a mental problem if you want to be a woman. Okay, I don't care what anybody, you want to call me whatever, I'm an old relic from way back when, I don't care. But that's the way I feel. I'm glad I got it off my chest. Have a good day.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks
for talking, Dave.
Cleo, you were going to say?
The only thing I was going to add in was, I thought it was very intriguing what Dawn Staley had to say about it, because she was asked that question, and she was like, transgender athletes should be able to play in women's sports. And she said it right before the championship game. So
I think with her outtake on it is she's in the game, she's recruiting, she wants the best athletes, and she wants to see everybody have an opportunity. Now, do I believe that's fair? I don't believe that's fair.
Right.
I think eventually we should have that transgender piece where transgenders are able to compete amongst each other.
You know so let me ask you this question, though, right? If that's the case, how is that going to work for women who want to transition as men? Are they all going to play in the same league? Because the reality of it is if we all were equal, everything would be co-ed.
Right.
It's not. That's right. Just a pure point blank bottom line.
That's
so,
a good point.
So women who want to transition into men, mm-hmm. are they all going to play in the same transgender league, or is it going to be two transgender leagues? Like it, like
no,
make
I think
all
it's all.
You would have to consider doping policy then. You know, you would have to consider doping policy because then they have to take testosterone, and then at what level can that be applicable to the measures of their competition on testosterone levels?
Right.
You know, and so now we're talking about okay, how is everybody going to be on equal ground? Because a woman who transitions to the man naturally doesn't produce, so she has to have her levels up. A man who has his levels up to compete against woman now naturally has to go down.
Right.
Because as far as muscle goes, men and women share the same cross-sectional area of muscle. The difference is in hip width. The differences are in, you know, genetic upper body versus lower body mm-hmm. strength differences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because women are fast.
Right.
And women are – you know, in the terms of endurance sports, can last longer at higher intensities than men can.
Right.
So, but then you have the power threshold differences, you know, so it's like there's so much to consider that at the end of the day, the transgender population is so small.
Right.
Like, how are you going to even create a sport just for them? Only, you know,
and to that point, I think it's growing. And I think because we're having these healthy conversations, I think that's where the solutions come. I don't think it's an easy answer.
Yeah.
To your point, but I think when you're talking about competing, you're talking about sports, I think everybody deserves an opportunity to compete.
Yeah, I agree there.
You know, now we just got to find the common ground to keep it as fair and balanced as possible.
I mean, again, I don't see an answer other than having four leagues, men, women, transgender men, transgender women. Like, if that's what we're doing, if we're talking about being fair, we often get caught up in this euphoric thought process that this world's supposed to be this perfect place, right. And it's just never been that, right? And you know, for us, it comes down to just being real about the situation, all right? If you decide that you want to make that change in your life, that's fine, but whatever you were biologically brought up to be, that's where you need to be.
Right. I mean, okay. Then you take the point back to support, right? Like, my mom is 70 years old, and she's killing it in tennis. And I asked her, like, 10 years ago, like, Mom, where's this person been my whole life? You know, and she's like, well, Ben, women my age were never encouraged to play sports.
Mm.
You know, she was either cheerleading or banned.
Mm. Mm.
So the culture and the history of sports for women.
Yeah.
We ask about why the WNBA doesn't have support. Well, if you look at men's sports, who's supporting men? It's not women. It's men.
Right.
You know, and so, like, women are only recently really en masse starting to understand football. You know, starting to be sports enthusiasts themselves on greater spectrums.
Right.
You know, so in a certain way, you know, people who love sports, you know, are going to put their limited amount of resources to support their favorite sports.
Right.
If you go to an NBA game, you're not going to then say, okay, well, let's go pay for a WNBA. I mean,
Modern
economic times where the average person's living paycheck to paycheck.
Right. So that's, you're speaking to Satira's point, where are the men? So the question.
Or where are the women?
Where are the women?
Because it's like men supporting men, but at some time, women have to push the support of sports even further if they want that to be part of their cultural norms.
Wait, right. So you're saying where are the women supporting the women?
Yes.
We're there, but here's...
Not in mass.
And you're
But here's why.
And follow me on this example. So you will typically see, right, a whole family go to a Jaguars game. But when Disney on Ice comes to town, it's the mom and the kids. Where's the dad? It all starts with the man is supposed to be the leader of the household. So, I mean, this is like a wholly different conversation. But to your point, it's women are, we're naturally nurturers. So we're going to support the male and the kids and whatever brings unity in the family. We need the men to say, come on, family, let's go to a WNBA game and show that support
in the family unity, like the woman who says, because my husband, my boyfriend loves sports, I'm going to go with him to support him. Because typically the women that are going to these male-dominated events, it's to support their significant other or their son.
Right.
They may not even enjoy it, right, but it's the support aspect. Men are just like,
But I wouldn't say that, though, because a lot of times it's just a social event. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to a game just because it's social. It's the social thing mm-hmm. to do. Everybody's going to be there. All my friends are going to be there. The game's going on over here, but, hey, we're going to be over here talking about God knows what.
So speaking more to her point, why aren't we doing that at WNBA games for that social feel, that social experience?
It goes back to Ben's point. How we're going to now use our limited funds to now go and watch what we want to watch.
Right.
You know, you can't now say, hey, you know, I like this sport, you know, and I'm going to support this one, but I don't like this sport as much. Now it's my choice, bro, if I want to support it or not.
Lacole, right. My friend Lacole, who called in, they practically give away WNBA mm-hmm. tickets.
They sure do.
$10, $20.
Yep.
So I don't think the finances are that is the issue. I think the issue is it a product that we really want to see?
Well, I support
that's
it.
Really what it comes down.
So I support
me too.
It.
I'm a basketball purist. But, I love it.
But to the same effect, even in the NFL, you go to certain cities, right? You go to Kansas City, the stadium is sold out. It's hard to get a ticket. Green Bay, it's hard to get a ticket, right? Because there's not much to do outside of that environment in that town, in that small city. You go to Miami.
Yeah.
You go to San Diego, where I've played in both cities. Those games weren't always sold out.
People got other stuff to do.
There were all these other things to do on a Sunday afternoon, right? And then a lot of the times when those stadiums and those games would be packed, it's because of the fans that would travel from the opposing team that would want to see their team in Miami because it's cold in Buffalo, in San Diego because it's cold in Minnesota.
So I think that kind of didn't answer my question. What do we need to do to make that game, the women's game, more entertaining so that we will want to go watch these games? And I know we're getting ready to wrap it up, but that's really the question, right?
Yeah.
If they're not getting support, then that means flat out it's not entertaining. So what do we need to do to make that a little bit more entertaining? Mm. What do we need to do to engage people? I love basketball. I watch women's basketball before men's. I will, because I love the technical side of it. I love how fundamental they are. They play more team-oriented. I don't watch the NBA until playoff time now. Because I just absolutely hate the way they play. I watch the little highlights or what have you, but being like a basketball purist, like, then they don't play as a team. They make dumb decisions. I don't really like watching it until then. So the question becomes, again, this ain't no perfect world.
But I look at it to the same point. I look at it like this. Even in the NBA, they had to grow that game. The WNBA is growing.
It's been 30 years.
Right. So
the NFL's been over 100 years.
Right. We got to wrap it up.
Yeah, this, you see how good this conversation is. We've run out of time, but that doesn't mean you still can't call in and give your opinion. 904-641-1010, or you can comment on our live YouTube feed. But we will be right back. You don't want to miss this last segment where we're going to delve into how do we change this culture. It's finally time to elevate your fitness game, and B3 Better Sports Performance is happy to assist you. Receive your free week of adult fitness classes by contacting us at 904-329-3222, or you can send an email to info@b3better.com to find out how to get started today. If you're listening in, don't touch that dial. We will be right back after we pay some bills.
Now, a Masters update on 1010XL, brought to you by Vaughn Motor Group.
From the Augusta National Golf Club, Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the Masters. I'm Ted Emmerich. On to the third round here at Augusta. Max Homa, part of the trio of players who share the lead. Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler also 6-under. Homa has 6 wins on the PGA Tour. He has the social media following. Next for him is success at majors. Tiger Woods knows all about that. He played with Homa the last 2 days, and he understands why Homa is on top right now.
He's got all the talent in the world. I got a chance to play with him at the Open Championship in St. Andrews, and his ball flight, as solid as he hits it, it's just a matter of time before he starts winning in bunches. And I saw it up front. He hits it. He doesn't really miss hit shots. And that's something you just have to do around this golf course.
Home of playing his fifth Masters, he's made the cut for only the third time. He's in the final group today with DeChambeau, teeing off at 2:45 Eastern. You're listening to coverage of the 2024 Masters on Westwood One.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/golf right now. netsuite.com/golf.
The wind won't be as much of a factor here in the third round. Gusts will reach 20 miles per hour, about half of what they were on day. Let's check the leaderboard, sponsored by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. World number one, Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, and Max Homa tied at 6-under. This is DeChambeau's best position after 36 holes at a major. When he won the U.S. Open at Winged Foot in 2020, DeChambeau was solo second halfway through before winning by 6. Nikolai Højgaard is 4-under, 2 back of the leaders. Højgaard and Scheffler in the second-to-last group today at 2:35 Eastern. Cameron Davis and Colin Morikawa, 3 back at 3-under. Ludvig Åberg, 2-under, 4 back. From Augusta, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
There's something that binds us all. The constant hunger to improve. The obsession with every detail and the reward of a custom fitting taking your game to a whole new level. We're all bound by two words said by golfers worldwide. Schedule your fitting at Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Find your local store at worldwidegolf.com. Get there.
What makes a Honda certified pre-owned vehicle so special? 182-point inspection, 24/7 roadside assistance, first-year free oil changes, and a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty for carefree driving backed by American Honda. Visit your local Honda dealer today.
Want to play golf and help raise some money for scholarships at the same time? Join the Clay County Gator Club at their 24th annual scholarship golf tournament presented by Walker Footings, Sunday, April 21st. To register, go to claygators.com.
Unlock your true potential with the power of sports hypnosis, a power embraced by elite athletes worldwide. Experience the same techniques for peak performance that have propelled top professionals in the NFL, the NBA, MLB, and the PGA to new heights. So whether you're an aspiring athlete or a seasoned pro, HypnoFit tailors to all ages. Visit HypnoFit.me today for more information to receive a free copy of AB's book, The Power of Sports Hypnosis. Step into greatness. Your journey to peak performance begins at HypnoFit.me.
1010XL keeps you company with sports takes and local talk.
Well, then that's exactly what we'll do.
Saturday from noon to 2.
Got any ideas who this mystery man might be?
It's Compton and Company.
What if word about this gets out?
On 1010XL, Jacksonville Sports Radio.
Hey there, Jacksonville. With scorching temperatures just around the corner, it's crucial to ensure your AC is blowing nice and cool. Duck Duck Air Conditioning is here to keep you comfortable all summer long. But don't wait until the heat gets here. Our service techs are ready right now to handle any cooling issues you may have at your home or business. Call Duck Duck AC today at 904-862-6769 to schedule. That's 904-862-6769. Duck Duck Air Conditioning. Online at duckduckac.com.
This is your Mad Dad's update with Chapter President Donald Ford.
Mad Dad's is asking for good, committed men who want to be part of an organization that has been around for 17 years. We are a group that is part of the solution, not the problem. We are a group that don't stand around murmuring and complaining, but get into action and hit the streets to get the community to break the code of silence to remove the murderers off our streets. We do not require a lot of time. Just willing and able bodies to get involved. We've had far too many murders this year already not to get involved. If you want to be part of this great organization, call 904-718-1649. We're looking for men, not men acting like boys. Hit me on Facebook and tell me what you think. For information about Mad Dad, go to Mad Dad's Jacksonville chapter Facebook or maddadsjacksonville.com.
Step into the world of B3 Better Sports, where every athlete is an emerging champion. Tailor-made training programs based on science, crafted for your sport, your position, your ambition. Train smarter, not harder. Just 2 to 3 times a week is all it takes to unlock your true potential. Join the legacy of top athletes from Jax, transforming from aspiring to inspiring, on and off the field. B3 Better isn't just about sports. It's a launchpad for life successes. We're more than a program. We're a community. Rise above, excel, become the athlete you're destined to be with B3 Better Sports Performance.
1010XL is presented by Farrah & Farrah, exclusive injury law firm of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Protecting you and your family. Call 396-5555. Jacksonville, it's the amateur's edge. Brought to you by B3 Better on 1010XL.
Casey, where you be finding this font from, man?
Oh, you know, I did a little research. Did a little research. Research.
Yeah, he did a little research on DEI.
Yeah.
You want to bring some diversity?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Got a little something going there.
This sounds like some performance enhancement drugs we've been talking about on this track, man.
We got a caller on the line. We're back in conversation. Byron, what say you?
Well, this is a great topic, man. So y'all brought up some great points. Casey was right on the money with women not really supporting women. And also Jay with the game just not being entertaining. But I want to provide some insight. So, you know, growing up, I'm from VA. So we had a lot of great women's basketball back in the day. So Old Dominion, back in the day, I grew up actually going to Old Dominion girls basketball games. So that was something that people did. Don Staley actually played at UVA. So mm-hmm. they were playing back in the day when I was growing up. So I got to watch them. So I got to see girls basketball back in the day. But with the turn, then you had Pat Summitt in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. That was kind of competitive. But then the late 90s, early 2000s, UConn girls basketball came and they obliterated everybody.
Everybody.
And the game was not entertaining anymore.
Why you say that?
Nobody wanted to watch it. You already knew what was going to happen. They spreads with 60 points. It was like it wasn't fun to watch. And then last year with the entertainment that Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese brought, it brought eyes and attention and entertainment back to the game. It's been competitive, and it hasn't really gone anywhere. Like, women's basketball has been competitive, but it wasn't entertaining, and, like, that was why. And the girls killed it, and the UConn girls are still trying to kill it. So you got Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi on hating on Caitlin Clark, you know, during the tournament. So it's like they still trying to kill the game, bro, and it's crazy. Like, they really could be progressing the game, but they're not even supporting their own. Caitlin's the biggest ticket in all the sports right now, and it's not even close, and, like, they still hating on her. So that's what's really happening. So I just wanted to give that insight.
Thank you for your insight, Byron. What do you guys have to think about what he just said?
I agree. I mean, I remember growing up. I remember Tennessee dominating for so many years with Pat Summitt.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I remember, what was it? UConn went on like a 99-game winning streak mm-hmm. when they had Rebecca Lobo and all those girls. Like, they was just crushing it.
And yeah. even Louisiana Tech, when Kim Mulkey was there.
Oh, yeah.
They were before my time. Yeah, they,
yeah,
like
they were dominant. Yeah, they yeah. were dominant. So, yeah, it's always been competitive.
I just don't know if it
I mean, the fact that y'all can name people from like 20 years ago show that there's been attention to the sport.
It doesn't, though, because we're in sports. So right. in my opinion, our opinion kind of doesn't
right.
matter. We're biased.
Right.
So
we're speaking to
so,
the casual.
Right, we are. So we have to get back to the topic at hand, which is you're saying it's not entertaining. How do we make it more entertaining?
That's again, you talking to me. I'm a purist. I'm going to watch it. Right, I don't have to see the dunking and the 10 dribbles before you get around somebody. So how do we make it more entertaining to the casual sports fans?
Right.
Is more
so
the question.
Don't answer it from your perspective. Here's my thought, and this is why I'm saying this. Even when you look, even today there are a ton of kids playing sports today, and the mm-hmm. majority of those kids are who? What gender?
Boys.
They're boys. We have got to, in our little communities, in our little houses, stop rushing our boys to football games and soccer practices and baseball games, and their little sisters are sitting in the back seats. And I'm saying this because love my sister, but I just had a conversation with my nephew this morning. He's on his way to his football game. He's 10. My niece is in the back. And I said, KK, TT can't wait until you start playing sports. What is it that you want to do? Because we support.
What was her reaction? Did she want to play sports?
Yeah. She wants to do gymnastics. She wants to run track. And I've got to get my sister to understand. We can run my nephew around the city all day, but we got to get Kayla involved. Mm-hmm. And so it starts at that peewee age. And if you just think about what I'm saying, all Saturdays from now until the end of the year and back around will be full of fields that are full of little boys learning how to play sports. And we leave our girls to just sit on the sidelines, play with their Barbies, maybe cheer here and there. And fortunately for me, I grew up where my mom bought me Barbies and G.I. Joe dolls.
Right. And, you know, being in the industry for as long as we have, I can tell you that it has been a shift. Like, you go out to Patton Park, you see that park full of young girls playing soccer. You go to indoor sports, you see the basketball courts full of young girls playing on different AAU teams and things like that. So there has been a shift, and I think it's moving in the right direction. Again, you know, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, again, they're giving away WNBA tickets. The casual sports fan doesn't want, or I'm not going to say doesn't want, just isn't entertained by basic basketball. So the question becomes, do you lower the basketball goal to 8 feet and so they can start dunking?
Well,
remember,
is that what they're looking for?
Remember the lingerie football league? Oh,
did you really?
But hold on. So, like, at the end of the day, people watch that because it was brutal. You know, what's the biggest complaint about the NBA now?
But the lingerie football league is defunct. It didn't have a lot
right.
of support.
But if you did watch it, it was like, you know, NFL blitz, hit sticks. Like, it was
But
intense.
It wasn't successful, though. No. So we can't go by the vanity or what Randy said, aesthetics.
Mm.
Right? So I don't think that's an issue either,
But I think intensity plays a huge role in watchability. Like, your point about the NBA being, you know, regular season. You know, the viewership for the NBA is down.
Right.
So it's like, at some point, people want to see intensity. I feel like, personally, the NFL, over the next 10 years, viewership's going to be way down.
I agree.
You know, so it's like, the less intense sports get, the less I think there's a correlation with viewership.
Right.
And I don't think people want to watch flag football.
But to Satero's point earlier when we were talking, how many people want to see a boastful woman talking trash and being strong? Because that was the point we were trying to make about Angel Reese.
Right.
Like
right.
how she vilifying felt vilified
her.
Because
yeah.
of that. But we got a call on the line. Catty Mike.
Yeah, hey.
What's up, Mike?
Great show. I love your topic. Of course, I believe women are the superior gender, so that's what it is. But it's about, as far as WNBA, NBA difference, it's about sponsorship dollars.
Right.
The Coke addict president of ESPN spent $1 billion paying for NBA broadcast rights, okay?
Right.
There's people making $45 million a year in the NBA, which is $500,000 a game, if you think about it, whether they play or not. And that's more than the whole WNBA budget put together by a lot. So the reason Britney had to go to Russia, one of the greatest players in the league, because she was making $100,000, and then she gets caught and, you know, whatever thing. So that's what the thing is. I think that women do support college sports for sure. The ratings for the women's NCAA was higher than the men's.
Right.
The NBA, to me, the regular season is boring and a waste
right.
of time. And they travel and they carry the ball and they do all this stuff, too. So I don't know what the solution is. It needs to be, I mean, like in tennis, for instance, Serena and those people say, hey, tennis is really popular. They are paid at Wimbledon the same as the men.
They do.
But we just want to close the gap some. I mean, seriously, that they need to close the gap. Hopefully it improves over in the future, but TV pays the bills, brother. So if they don't step up, ESPN and those people don't step up, then it's not going to happen in terms of equality of payment, right?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you so much for your call, Mike. He brought up a good point. So Serena, I think, is a great example of a female athlete who changed the game in her sport. But why? Because when she started serving that ball with the same speed and intensity and sometimes in greater magnitude than some of the men, it was like, oh, we didn't – a chick is doing this? So I think I'm just going to keep driving home the point. From my perspective, it's how we train our females to play sports versus how we train our males. And I'll even use B3. There are a ton of times when – I'm back there in the compound, and it's one girl in a group of boys, and I will always pull her aside, and I'll say, listen, they don't expect you to go as hard as they're going, so prove them wrong. As a female, though, I don't need you to be like a boy. I just need you to let them know you're here. Make your presence known. Right. But there's less females training at B3 to improve their sports skills than there are boys, and that is – in my opinion, just around the gamut.
Right. And I think you really just answered your question, too, as far as the disparity in pay and how do we make it equal. Serena, the intensity in which she plays with and the level in which she plays with is comparable to men.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the WNBA, the intensity and the level in which they play with isn't comparable to men. It's just not. So, again, you could take the worst guy that plays for UConn and put him against Brittany Griner, and he's going to kill her. That's the
you
reality.
Think?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
If he, goes as hard as he can go,
yeah,
it's going to be that way.
100%. Now, in tennis, on the flip side, I don't know if that's necessarily true.
No. I mean, it might not be true. The average tennis serve male is like 125 miles per hour, and the top female tennis player is 128.
Okay.
So you know.
There you go.
And then skill set, you know, I mean, you look at women sprinters, the average woman sprinter is a million times faster than just the average dude walking around.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, remember we trained that team, that U15 girls team back in the day?
Soccer team.
Soccer team,
yeah,
and they were ranked number one in the country.
Wow. Right.
Like, every girl on this team went and played college soccer.
D1, Power 5.
It was, oh, wow. It was unbelievable. Yeah. These girls, they went – I remember I had a girl, her name was Katie. She played for the Georgia. I could take this girl and put her through the hardest workouts I could ever think up, and she's like, oh, more, you know?
Right.
And so it's like they're so fully capable, but at some part of my brain says, what is the inherent difference between men and women in general? You know, like, are we forcing a narrative where more women should compete in sport when the average 70% of America is obese and overfat?
Hmm.
Like, how many people are actually truly competing in sport? You know, I lived in L.A. for 5 years and saw a huge decline in white America and their athletic cultural support.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, so it's like when the movie Concussion came out, like how many parents pulled their children out of sport?
Mm-hmm.
America has, in general, gotten softer, slower, fatter. And so at some point in time, when you take out just the differences between men and women – and we talk about women being nurturing and men being more aggression and this, that, and the other. My sister ran varsity cross country as a seventh grader.
Mm.
She could have been a D1 runner and just let it go. Me, I was intense till the day I die. You know, so
right,
it's
right.
Like why, like what inherently was in her that said, nah, I don't feel like pursuing it. My dad pushed us both equally crazy hard.
Right.
So some people, I think in some terms, you know, there is a sexual difference between men and women when it comes to what we choose and what we're going to do with our lives.
Right.
You know, and I think that conversation is not talked about enough.
It's not.
Well, that's why we're going to talk about it next week, too. Cleo, what you got to say over there? I see your brain stems. They're going.
No, I think it's just a healthy conversation. I think it's a case by case.
Yeah.
And I think women and just naturally everything is trending upward.
Mm.
When it comes to sport.
That's good.
So I would say if you look at this topic 10 years from now, I think it'll be a totally different a change in mind strategy on how to approach sport. And really, you know, to Ben's point, women wanting to pursue that because now there are more opportunities and I think the pay will be higher.
Yeah.
Right.
So the good thing and how we want to encourage our listening audience is it's shifting upwards.
Right.
And the thought we could leave you with is how can you help it trend upwards. What can you do in your little community and your little family, on your kids' football team, with your girls cheerleading? What can you do to help improve the disparity that appears to be in men's sports versus women's sports? And we'll continue to have this conversation next week. It's really good. If you didn't get a chance to call in today, you can always call in next week, 904-641-1010. And catch us here next week. I think, Ben, are you coming back?
I'd love to come back.
Don't lie to the people, Ben. Don't lie to the people.
We're
going to
take a poll. If you think Ben should come back, hit us up on social media. He was a really good guest. I enjoyed it.
Good job, buddy.
It's nice outside in Jacksonville. The weather has been a little bipolar, in my opinion. But if you can find something to do out in these streets, enjoy it. And we will catch you next week here on Amateurs Edge. Listen, mark your calendars. We forgot to tell them, guys. On April 27th, we are having a live draft show at Four Score, a golf tavern. It is such a cool space. You definitely want to come out. There's going to be food specials, games. We're having a lot of former NFL players come by, some high school prospects, some local athletes. We're going to have a great conversation surrounding the draft. So you definitely want to be there live in person. You can see us in color. You can see my caramel macchiato. You can see Cleo's lemony. You can see Brian's vanilla-y. You can see Darian's chocolatey.
There we go.
You can catch us here next weekend. Same time, same place, same dial. See you guys next weekend.